Talking about entrepreneurs, as I mentioned earlier on, the managing director of Buyolo Business Advisory Services and author of the book, The South African Entrepreneurs, Petro Siengo, is joining you on the line this morning to talk about his book and also the future of entrepreneurship in this country called South Africa. A very good morning to you, Petro. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abongile. Good morning to your listeners. I'm good, and how are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. You know, Spetu, we talk about entrepreneurship in South Africa as if we understand what it is. And, you know, for many of us, it's to be an entrepreneur is to make money. But, I mean, in layman's terms, what is an entrepreneur? Or what is entrepreneurship?
Well, Abongile, in business context, entrepreneurship is an act of developing ideas, products, and services that seeks to solve the existing problems in the market. So these products are often commercialized, but the whole process involves taking risks. So the most important thing is that the ideas themselves, they need to be developed, and then there's a risk component in it, and also these products need to be commercialized.
And in talking to that, one would imagine that, yes, you are in the business, I mean, Buyolo Business Advisory Services, you are in the business of advising in business. So you could have written about many other topics, but you wrote a book on entrepreneurship. So surely, let me put it this way. What was the reason for you for taking on this topic? And in talking to that, look, I know people need to buy the book, but can you give us a brief idea of what you cover in the book?
Well, Abongile, from my experience as a business owner, I saw a gap in the market regarding the lack of step-by-step process guides, and I decided to fill that particular gap. What I have written about in the book was mainly based on my challenges that I, as an entrepreneur, experienced in business, and also the things that I had to do. It was about the advice that I gave to small business owners as well as entrepreneurs over the last, over the past 10 years. To put it in a nutshell, Abongile, I regard myself as an entrepreneur. So the book first looks at running the business informally. It also explores my journey as an entrepreneur. So I tell my story. It also moves from informal to formal business, starting with the registration process and compliance processes. Then it goes to the to-do list, which deals with the startup phase. Then it covers employment or people management issues, marketing and financial management. It also explores challenges related to management of staff, networks, customer service, and corporate governance. Another important section in the book that is covered is the support that is available for small businesses in the country. I also provide, Abongile, some food for thought for the transformation process. It also includes this section. It also includes the advice that I give to small business.
And I'll tell you, you know, you've mentioned something now that many of us don't understand. I think something that I later understood when I started my business is that as much as you want to offer a product, you have to be everything. You've got to be the marketer, you've got to be the sales, you've got to be the accountant and all of that. But to you listening at home, 17 minutes past five, you're joined by the managing director of Buyolo Business Advisory Services and author of the book, The South African Entrepreneur. His name is Spetu Siengo, talking to you about his book and what he covers in the book. So, Spetu, I mean, ringing it off, there's so many young people in South Africa that we need to be teaching about entrepreneurship. And, you know, they are aspiring entrepreneurs. What advice would you give them? And also, while we're at that, where would they be able to get your book?
Well, I think the first thing, Abongile, that I would want to be honest, and I think the book is also honest about it, that it's not easy to be an entrepreneur. But through hard work, passion, and dedication, they can do it. They need to ask themselves maybe two questions. Firstly, at the beginning, whether they have what it takes to be an entrepreneur. And then if all the boxes are ticked, then they can proceed. This point is covered extensively in the book. And I think that the next question that they need to ask themselves is that whether the ideas that they have developed or products that they want to sell in the market are solving problems in the market, and whether these products can be commercialized. In other words, do they have the right products or services. They also need to ensure that they are surrounded by the right people. They need to protect their intellectual property. And also, Abongile, which is my last point, I think it is important that they should know, they should remember that time is the most important asset they have. Remember, everybody, rich and poor, all have 24 hours a day. So they need to spend it wisely. So in terms of getting the book, they can get the book. The book is available in many areas of Cape Town. It's not available in the books in the normal booksellers. But if they can call our offices at 021-525-9003, I repeat, 021-525-9003, they can get the copy of the book. They can be told where to get the copy of the book, or else they can send us an email at info@buyolo.co.za. info@buyolo.co.za.
What we'll do is we'll also keep those details for you, Spetro. And just before I let you go, very quickly, we've got an SMS saying, Abs, you mentioned something about a book launch. I do believe that you are launching your book today. Where and where is it open to the public?
No, it's not open to the public, but if people can SMS or call your line, and then three lucky listeners can still allow them to come.
All right.
They must come via you if that is allowed.
All right. Not a problem at all. But Spetro, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And certainly we hope that your book will continue to inspire young aspiring entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much, Abongile.
Thank you so much, and a very good morning to you. To you listening at home, thank you also.